You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Aged Concern New Zealand is a charitable organisation dedicated to the well-being and dignity and respect of elderly people. They exist to help older people get what they need. Stephanie Clare is the chief executive overseeing the organisation throughout the whole country. I got in touch with them last week as they were urging people to continue to support our elderly communities at this time. They were also run off their feet organising food deliveries throughout their 40 centres. I started by asking Stephanie how busy they were.
We're inundated with two things. With the needs of our community because of the changes, the rapidly changing environment that we're in with COVID, but also because people want to help out. So we're also a big organisation of volunteers. So we've got people who help people. And in that organisation, we're a national organisation across the country. So everywhere in New Zealand, we've got someone, either an older person who's needing our help or someone who's providing help for that person.
I mean, that's really awesome to hear that there is that response. I guess let's just start with the first kind of issue being the threat, because what we've been hearing, obviously, is that people over 70 are more at risk of I guess, one, contracting it, but also having, you know, fatal consequences of getting the virus.
You're right there. You know, the older we get, the health issues that come with age can make us more susceptible, and we are at risk, as our older community is. So therefore, it's really important that we protect. And some of the messages, or all of the messages that are coming out of government at the moment, are really strong messages about protecting everybody. But staying safe and staying at home keeps this older community safe and stops the travel or stops the, you know, the connection of the virus in the community. So it's really, really important that this older community is supported, and that everyone needs to look after each other. But most important for me is that we put a protection around our older community.
And with the lockdown situation, in terms of people having to stay in their own bubbles, the other issue being that a lot of elderly people are living on their own. So what does this look like in terms of what you guys can do to help?
The things that we can do, and this is not just our organisation. Our organisation, as I said, dedicated to older people, but all people can be looking after each other. So our organisation its basis is supporting and connecting older people together. And so that's with all generations. So, you know, with our visiting service, we've got this amazing service that connects older, lonely people who are more likely to be housebound with volunteers who want to go and visit. Now, in the times like now, where visiting is out of the question because of the physical distancing that's required, these connections are vital to keep older people connected with what's happening in the world. So phone service, Skype service and messaging. We're seeing a whole bunch of different ways to do what we need to do to keep a connected community and keep older people up to date with what's happening. So I think there's a lot of fear around what it means to be older now with this recent death. But actually the most important thing here is that we stay inside our bubble as much as possible to stop the travel of this deadly virus, but also at the same time stay connected by different forms of communication. So it's a responsibility of an older person to say, look, I need a hand or need a help, can someone give me a call and talk to me? Or actually us to check on our neighbours, the older people in our community, our aunties and uncles and our parents, if they're in that age group, that we actually all come together to make sure that all the information is correct and everyone has what they need to survive and to thrive throughout this time. And sometimes it could be just someone ringing up and telling a joke or something just to lift the feeling of, actually, this is so something I can't control, this is so scary, but actually we are all in this together, and the more important things that we do for each other and how we make people feel now is going to help us as we come out of this situation.
Absolutely, and I think that point about information is really important, because I was sort of talking to my grandma, you know, leading up to the alert level 4 becoming, you know, being put in place, and she was still kind of under the impression that, you know, I was asking, you know, do you have enough food for, you know, over the next couple of weeks, and she's like, oh, I've got enough food for the next few days or the next week, but it's all right, I'll just sort of pop down to the supermarket. And actually being able to communicate to her and saying, actually, no, you can't do that anymore.
Yes, and as you're very right there. So I've got a group of friends that we talk, and we've all got older parents. And one of the conversations that came up recently is one of my friends' parents just assumed that the end of the week would come and they'd be visited as usual. Although they've listened to all the messaging and know what they should be doing, there's just this... it's just an unusual situation. So let's remind everybody that actually we won't be visiting at the end of the week. I'll be giving you a call. And if you need anything, I can get stuff delivered. And she actually arranged a food bag for her mum and dad. So yeah, how can we help those around us, the closest to us, and remind them and know that actually that we are going to get through this, that there is just a way of navigating the problems that we have. And there are a number of issues. Older people don't all use technology, but actually it's about including everybody in the decision making. How do your neighbours need an extra bottle of milk if they're older? Do they need something from the supermarket? How can you help out them that way?
So I guess finally with the organisation, actually, because when I first contacted you guys were talking about how you're, one, understanding the need across the whole country and then also figuring out how to respond to that. So what are the actual, when you say trying to coordinate perhaps food drop-offs, is that something that you guys are doing?
So everyone can give any age concern a call. So we're adapting at local level. So we've got volunteers who can call and check up on people. That's what they're doing. Our local volunteers have got a list of people to call and see if they need anything. They're asking things like, how are you? Do you have all your medicines? Do you have enough food in the fridge? Do you have an animal or someone that you need walking? When was the last time you spoke to someone? We're setting up maybe more regular contacts. And so it's, and then at the same time, if you have Meals on Wheels, be sure that this is still coming. If you want an extra something that we will be able to drop off at the front door, just let us know. At a time that we're having to adapt at local level, and we are great at adapting. Older people are the most resilient of our age groups because they've had to adapt over the decades. And this is no different. We've got the vegetables in the backyard. They could be the ones that have made something go a long way because they've just had to. My grandmother was great at making ham and pea soup go forever. So these are things that we just have to remind ourselves that there's wisdom in this community. There is great wisdom and knowledge of having lived all their years. And let's not forget that, but let's help them understand what's happening today as well.
Brilliant.
Giving someone a ring and making sure they understand what alert level 4 means in an informed, caring way so they understand that they're a bit included in what's going on.
There's so many questions I have really, but we could go on talking about the sort of specifics. But I suppose, and I might leave it there for now unless there's anything you'd like to add.
No, I think the key thing is that we're adaptable and anyone can ring an age concern. I don't want anyone... sitting in silence or being forgotten, and there's a responsibility for both the community to look after older people, but older people to ask for help.
Mm.
So please, if you need something, the key thing is just give us a call, ask for help, because we don't know if we don't know. And particularly our older community is very stoic, and they'll survive and they'll get through and it's fine, and someone else can have someone else is in a more difficult situation than you, but actually it's about knowing that you are allowed, you can ask for help, and there's people out there who want to help.
Age Concern Auckland is particularly concerned that vulnerable older people living alone are putting themselves at risk by venturing out during the COVID-19 lockdown to get groceries, visit the bank, or to collect medications. They want to say, please remember not to do this. Please, where you can, ring someone and ask them to go instead. Or if you can't, ring Age Concern and they will organise this for you. Numbers for Auckland are Central and West Auckland 09 820 0184, South Auckland 09 279 4331, and North Shore 09 489 4975. You can also email Age Concern Auckland on ageconcern@agecnak. So that's agecnak.org.nz.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
That was was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.